Yeah. Perek Yud Beis, Rak Shabruim.
Yeah.
Rak Shabruim is Chalklam Ineam Beklal Zopratis Al Yidei Shinuye Hatsirufim Vachilufim with Tumuris Kanal. So, there is, everything comes from Echad, but the different Tsirufim and the different combinations are the differences. I want to talk a little about this. You read something about the different Seamus, different Tsirufim of Seamus, and different Oisis, the Tsirufim, and Yedeah, Yevetzal, Tsaref, the Oisis, and so on. So it sounds like kind of a game of sorts. That, yeah, you put together all the Oisis, you point this way, that, the other way, you get all sorts of magical things out of it. I remember reading a long time ago science fiction story about the 9 billion names of God. I don't know if I guess the story was in the 70s. That's what was science fiction. The story wouldn't even be science anymore. That there was a guy who had like a computer thing that he built computers. You're talking about the 70s where computer building was like very primitive and stuff. Right. And he said he just got it. He said, you know, sometimes you get business from places you expect it. He got it from Tibet, from all places. Tibet, what do you want? He says, well, the monks over there, they say that God has 9 billion different combinations and 9 different names, you know, all the combinations of all the letters. And when they'll have written out all the combinations, the world will come to an end and it will have found this and that. Okay. So he's building up a program, and in the left, you know, he said, you know, listen, it's like it's good money, this, that. And he asked, and so what did he pick up? He says, no, they already installed it and it's working. And he said, you know, come to think of it, by tonight they should have been finished printing out all the names of God. And as he looked up, he saw the stars beginning to snuff out one by one. You know, like that was the story. It's like very cute. But what is all the two? And what it means is like this. It's a chetimtza, how something that's, it's the same letters, but they have in themselves different suras of organization. In other words, the same material organized and arranged differently has different properties. It's a reflection of how it is that a bria that comes from Kadosh Baruch Hu, who is one, should have all of the different different properties depending on how you mitzaref it. It's very, very fascinating. It used to be the old time thinking in chemistry was that the same molecules will give you the same product no matter what. I mean, it's very nice, you can stack them on your shelf this way, that way, the other way, it doesn't make a difference. Today, with complex molecules like proteins, how they fold is really important in if they can do their work or not. It's the structure of it also. So the musig of being mitzaref oisius means that I can use the same elements in different ways to get different things. So it allows for everything is the same Chof Beis Oisius, but it's the Shinui of Tzirufim that makes the difference. And these are the Tzirufim and the Chilufim and the Tmuris. So in the same word, there's three letters, you have different Tzirufim and so on. Key. Kol Oisiam Shachas Chiyus V'Koyach Miyuchat Prati. Each Ois is its Amshach of a specific Chiyus. Ukeshen Etzdar for Ois is Harbein. Lios teva, as malvad ribui mine koyches vechiras and emshachos, kifhi mispa oisias, shebe teva, oid zois ha'oila al kulon, hamshachos kots olim vechiras chos hakololas ushkula kene kulmina kors vechiras pratish oisias, va'oila gabem, vehi mechabrosen umzarfosen yachal ashpech koyach vechiras l'oilam, hanivra, beteva. So you have beteva zula kolor protev. So you have two types of kochos that are kol in a word. You have the specific kochos of each letter, and that doesn't get lost. And then the kolis koyach, which is kol everything yachad. Kedoy neich mashal, b'teva shebemayim yu rakia, shenivron zayin rakiim chol tzua shemayim, shebehem kemayim chazal shchokim, shebo rechaim, Oim das itach smane tzadikim. Zvul shabo yeshlaim es amigdash u mizbeach vechulu. Mechoin shabo oitze shalik bo oitze zbarad vechulu. Sheklolos harikim nivru v'chaim kayom v'cholos teves elu. Shemaim yi rakia. Ubefrate abruim shabazayin rakim nivru kol prat mehem. V'chaim v'kaim me'ize tzirif oitze zmteves elu chilufeim t'morseyan. Shengfi b'chinas chios hanivra patehu. So, any type of fermentation combination and chilufeim t'morseyim. Chilufeim t'morseyim means substances like atbash, like anything which is it has a chiluf or t'mura. That's also part of it, because at the end of the day, it's a specific. When I say this replaces this, this is instead of this. This is at the place of this. Then I'm endowing it with similar qualities. And that's what's happening here. Bechaim ezet zirf oisim teves elu chilufeim ot vaseim shen kifi b'chinas chayes aniv apotehu ki kol shinu itzirufu harkoves v'arigas hakochus v'chiyas b'shinu shakol ois hakademes b'tziruf hi hagaveres v'ikah b'briyazu v'ashar tfeilus elu v'nachlolus b'oira. So in any type of zirf oisim, he says the first ois is ikka, and whatever follows afterwards is of lesser importance. When you have the chilufim and tmurois, then you get things that are of a lesser madrega. So he says you can have something bounced off a bunch of times. It still means that this is really comes from Shemesh.
Does that mean that certain brias are be'etzim like a tmur, like they're like a weaker? I think if the Indian of the osal base is that these osias are what kind of compose the Bria of the Kodesh Baruch
Hu.
So something which is a chiluf or tamura, we're talking about a different...
Correct, a different darga of something, yes.
But so it would be the same, I mean, it's hard to say mashalim for it, but I'm saying it, if you have like a fish, so there's, you know, that's a bria of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, you know, there's some lower madriga, or we're talking about something physical that comes to that madriga that's a different bechina of that item. We're talking about something in a more ruchnistic way. What's the?
I think we're doing something which is a more it's a shoresh. It's a ruchnistic shoresh for it. That's what I would say.
So there's a ruchnistic shoresh, and there's a lot of brias that might stem from that.
Correct.
Some are more,
correct.
And some are more closer to
the shoresh. Right, and in the ruchnistic shoresh itself, in the ruchnistic surah, we have the thing, and we have the chiluf and the tmura. It's just like when you play melody, you have the harmonics, which are multiples of it. You know, you have what's the ikur tone, and then you have multiples of the tone that are weaker, but they also give that tone to it. So whenever you have a direct bria, you have also tmuras and chilufis and so on. It's very interesting. There's a safe I have. I mean, it's a ksavia that's going to be put out. It's in the new tefillah Moshe. So it's a Pirush Rabbeinu Ezra on tefillah. It's Alpi Kabbalah. Rabbeinu Ezra was the Rebbe of the Rebbe Ramban. He's like Mamish early. And it's a different flavor to Kabbalah, it's different nusach, and it's more accessible, mostly that's why I'm putting it out. But he keeps talking about the olam of tmuros, and there's tmuros, and you know, and the brias have tmuros, and it's chiluf, and it's like a theme that he does a bunch of times. There's one time actually when he says a very nice knate, I don't remember offhand, but it's a tmura means it's the same thing in a different form. And that's Shayach and Ola Magashmi. I have the same thing, and it's something, it changed forms. That's what Tamura is. So, Elmosh, I have something that's the very first, I switch with the very last, you know. there's something there that it's a common denominator in a tamura, and yet different. It's two madrigas removed from it, and it's a, you know, it's a reflection of reflection. The kocha mamish dechmoshal oisish mamoris, hein klolos ham shachas achios for orva kovnish god spoku, livro elomis by ein liach, lachioitzon kaimon. Kolze meshach ritzonis barach, umiklolos ham shach borg do la zu, heir ashem vimshach manatol the ser kyoitzabo, vanafer, shein toldus ham shachas orma oisis. The hein chilufe oisis, tmurisehem. O borbehen bruim. Pratim she bechol oilam v'chein hei Hashem oid v'himshich v'hoirid ha'ara de'ara de'ara ha'ara sa'oisius v'chein himshich oid v'hoirid ad lemata mimata k'voi b'b'chinas ishtalshlus ad she niv'a adoy memamesh b'avon v'ofa v'shmaseim evan v'ofa heim chilufi d'chilufim v'chulu v'tmuris d'tmuris v'chulu. Okay.
The union of Osios Bechlal, so they're not exactly Midos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There are some Indian that Hashem uses like the Sirufim to create different Ha'aras to come to our world. What, how we view an Os exactly? It's a. The Chavis Osios Aleph Beis.
Well, I think something that doesn't stand on its own. It's something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's a chelik of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is expressing. Bechrech, it cannot stand on its own. So Bechrech and Ois is in a tzur of a bria that has his chalkus, then this is an Ois to that. This is, you know, but it's coming with,
there's somebody who's understand it, like Lamashal.
Yeah,
I was using chemistry as a mushroom before. So right. We understand each element on its own. We understand right. When you're mitzaref them, they make different right. Different things. So lechora osios, that'd be a good mushroom for osios.
Right.
One's kind of an element, and it's sirufim
right.
different reactions. Whatever creates something.
Right.
But we understand each element on its own as, you know, what it is, you know, what it does, how it relates to one another. Is there some nakud of osios that we would understand? You know, what is whatever that is dawid. Is, you know, it's expression. Like, what's the
correct? So there's a sefer that actually tries to give the flavor of each ois. It's written by, like, you know, not a grammarian of not a. I mean, they're talking about somebody early, just sort of give you a flavor and a sense of it in different places. Hashanah Shfal Hirsch has that, just so that, you know. Even one letter, it expresses something like a shoresh in Lashon Kodesh, except it's not an ironclad law like a real shoresh is, but it's the same idea that if you take a look, like the, you know, the reish always is bed retzicha, you know, redia. He has like a lot of letters that go with the same type of so the letter has a certain characteristic. Yes.
So there's a way to understand each letter as what is that expression through
yes.
The letter different than?
Correct. But it's very vague and very up there.
Right.
It doesn't get a really solid, doesn't get any solid footing until it doesn't become chobotilis, yes. Right. Okay, we're going to continue weiter. No, I mean, I'm going to yeshiva now, but...
Oh, fine, yeah, Beseda, yeah.
Okay, Beseda.